Okay, this will be officially entitled Podcast 4.5, because I feel like it. This is Zach, as always. You're hearing the Beastie Boys, and with me tonight in my car is Philip.
Aloha!
Wow, that's really loud. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Phil?
Lyft, the universe, and everything.
What?
Lyft, the universe, and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway... Sorry. I started listening to the Hitchhiker's Guide audio, and it's pretty hilarious.
It is.
I enjoy it thoroughly. I only got to the fourth episode before I fell asleep, and then I intermittently woke up, and, like, one time it was at, like, the sixth episode, and I fell back to sleep, and it was, like, on the eighth, so I'm gonna have to go back.
My favorites are the following. 6, 7, 10, 11, and 12.
Are they especially good?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear. I have something to look forward to then.
Yep. Who's your favorite character in it?
The robot's pretty funny, but I'm pretty sure I like, the main character just because of his random British-sounding quotes and little excerpts. It's just kind of funny. And how, like, a bunch of weird, dumb stuff is happening to him, but he just kind of takes it in stride, and he's like, well, I don't really know what's going on, but I guess we can just do it anyway. You know, something funny like that.
Yeah. My favorite guy is Zaphod Beeblebrox, because he's so much like me.
How is that?
So amazingly cool.
Yeah, you are pretty cool.
I am.
That's why I have you in the car right now.
Exactly. And then my second is Ford, because he's just...
Ford Prefect.
He's just kind of weird at times.
He named himself after a car, because that was popular.
Because he thought it was going to be a normal name that would get him by society.
Probably
did.
A pretty cool concept from it is the infinite probability generator.
And for those of you who don't know it, it's a generator that takes you through everywhere in the universe by using probability levels.
And also, it allows things that are infinitely improbable to occur. Like
such
a sperm whale plopping into the middle of the air and then falling to its death, which is hilarious because of the monologue that takes place.
Along with the potted plants.
The potted plant was just like, oh, not again. And if we knew why it said...
I know why it says it.
Why does it say it?
It doesn't say it in the radio show. But in the books, in... actually, I think Life, the Universe, and Everything, the Arthur is brought to a cathedral of hate that was designed towards him because there's this... person, animal thing that keeps being reincarnated, and every time it gets reincarnated, it gets killed in some sort of way by Arthur.
That's awesome.
And so it keeps coming back, and it winds up dead because of Arthur in so many ways.
That's pretty funny.
And the potted plants is an example because it comes back as a pot of plants.
It's a,
and it falls out of the sky.
Petunias or
petunias.
Yes. A bowl of petunias. Oh, that's awesome.
It's rather funny.
I'm glad you knew that, because that made my evening.
Yes.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know who this song is by, but I pretty much like it. Pretty much. And it is, in concept, it's comparable to, what was it called? Something surprising. Is it? Ah, oh, crud. Well, I can't exactly think of it. It's a song, and it's something like Angel in the Centerfold, and it's about, just like, obviously, just like, a picture of a woman in a magazine. And I think this is pretty much like it, because he sings about how, well, you'd have to hear the lyrics, but you can't really, because I'm talking over them. But if I knew who it was, I could tell you what it was, and you could download it. You know why you can download it? Because it's made with the... shareable copyright. There was an article about it in Wired.
Wired, yeah.
And what it does is it doesn't allow you to let's see, copy or just it has a copyright on the song itself, So, like, you can't just be, like, play it and make and call it your own. But... you're allowed to cut it up, use parts of it, share it with other people. It's pretty ingenious. It's a pretty good idea. And I'm hoping other people want to do it.
The article starts off as... as a musician, theft is natural. Because they're always stealing parts of people's songs, and they're always getting sued for it.
Right.
And so, now with this, people can actually use parts of some
songs. And by they, you mean the Beastie Boys, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Because they're some crazy people.
Yeah. This song is pretty good, too. I don't know what it is. So I don't know what any of them are. So, there you go. There was something I was going to say along the lines of getting... oh, yeah, that's right. It was Joey Jordison, the drummer for Slipknot, who said something along those lines. He said, all musicians are thieves. Thieves with an F, because I'm cool like that. All musicians are thieves. You take what's already there, punch it in the face, and see what comes out. Or something close to that. That's not a direct quote. But he did say punch it in the face, and that was funny.
Speaking of Slipknot, on the way back, I was half asleep, so I don't know how much I actually heard of the story. But my cousin was talking about how the lead guitarist from Slipknot found God or something.
Really?
So now he believes in God, so he left the band.
Ooh.
Because they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And, well, his name was Head.
Head?
Which was rather disturbing.
Yeah.
And so I think, like... Slipknot said, there's some quote going around saying, Slipknot gave God head.
Yeah. I suppose you could consider me a God person, so I think it's funny. I'm not a God person like I base my life around the Bible or anything, because I can't even quote the Bible. Like, I couldn't even, yeah.
I can quote part of the Bible. Thou shalt not cut the hair on the sides of thou's head.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I might know what you're talking about.
I consider myself a religious person, but not in the sense of what you think.
Yes, I'm not...
As in the sense that, well, maybe this isn't what you think, but I have different beliefs, but not completely different.
Right.
I mean, I believe there's a God and Jesus came and stuff, but I don't believe in the Bible, really.
Yeah, I don't take the Bible literally either. Because, come on, a giant flood... What do they take me for?
And plus, you got Adam and Eve. They have children. The children have to have it with them, each other.
Yep.
And
there was a funny conversation on that on the internet one time on a forum. And it was mainly populated by British agnostics and or atheists. And the atheists were like, yeah, okay, so... Adam and Eve had children, and then those children had to have incest in order to make the rest of the population.
Which is true.
And, And then some random guy, I don't even remember who it was, because, well, first of all, I didn't know him, but I don't remember his screen name either. He's like, well, that's not anything. Adam had to do his rib. And that was pretty funny.
Oh. Yeah, my main belief is that, in the Bible, in Genesis, it says that God created the universe and everything, the stars and everything. And here's why I think that happened. Snapped his fingers, and then there's the Big Bang. And he didn't do anything after that. He just let everything work itself out. And
that's actually a pretty good idea. Which is covered inside Angels and Demons, the book by Robert Langdon. One of the, he wrote, the Da Vinci Code, for anyone that doesn't know. All right, we have to get out of the car and, talk to Steven. So, I'm gonna leave you with the song. What song do you want to hear, Philip? Come on.
Let's think about it for a minute.
Okay.
I'd have to go with Duality by Slipknot, since we talked about that.
Good enough. Duality, Slipknot, let's go. Made of all the things I have to take. Okay, we're back. Thanks, hey. Slipknot. Thank
yes,
you.
It was.
All right, we got this
stupid
Steven in the car with us. How's it going, Steve?
Pretty good.
This is the first time Steve's been on a podcast.
Ever.
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 First podcast ever for Steven.
I remember my first podcast. It seems like it was just like 2 weeks ago, because it was.
Yes, it was. It was 2 weeks ago. Or thereabouts. I don't know.
So, we're going to go to pizza now.
Yep. Okay. You have to take better care of that microphone.
The topic we were talking about right once we pulled into the driveway. But Steve's a holy man, so we're not going to talk about it around yet.
Steve, you're one of those Jesus freaks, aren't you?
Bible thumper.
Bible humper?
Thumper. Thumper.
I know. I know what it is.
A preacher's got arrested today.
What for?
In Lima on the street corner.
Oh, that guy.
Preachers, and
okay.
Then cops came and arrested. Not arrested. Probably gave him a ticket.
What were you doing, Steve? Were you just sitting there looking at them, not giving them money?
Wait, no, Steve.
We were listening to them at the red light.
Is this line secure?
Yes.
Are we free to talk about what we did last night?
Yes.
Okay, Steve, here's what we did last night. You know the Walmart payphone? We had the number for it. So we called it.
A lot.
Several times.
And
the second time
shit.
I called it, this guy's like, hello. I'm like, you're going to die in 7 days. And hang up.
And things like that.
And things like that.
What were you doing last night, Steve?
Yeah, really. What were you doing last night?
Sitting at home.
Why?
Because I had to work tomorrow.
You know, Alex really wanted to do you last night.
And it's kind of disturbing. He's like, hey, Steve!
I can tell who it is.
No, you can't. You Alex didn't know that it was
speaking
me.
Speaking of Alex right now, he's playing in a fake world of Warcraft.
Yeah, I said hello to him, and then he's like, I'm going to get off now because everyone's talking to me. How unsocial can you get?
What? Steve, you're just jealous because no one talks to you.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
I have.
What was that? Say it again.
Say it louder so everybody can hear you.
Steven, say it.
Fuck you.
That's right, because you can say whatever the hell you want on podcasts.
Oh, fuck you.
There's no
fuck. Hey!
Oh,
okay,
there's no. There's no fucking FCC. The FCC sucks. It really does. I don't know.
So how many people download your podcast?
I don't know. Oh, which reminds me. If you hear this podcast, please, please, for the love of God. What was I saying?
If you hear this
podcast. Oh, yes. If you hear this podcast, what you need to do is you need to go to a website. What this website is, I don't remember.
That's great.
No, because it was... Oh, yes. Okay. What you need to do, all of you people listening, is you need to go to www.angelfire.com. Is that Ross?
What?
Nito!
Nito! Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Nito!
Okay. Reset. www.angelfire.com. You know, it's the free webpage thing. It sucks, but all I needed it for was this one purpose, so it's fine. So you go to angelfire.com/indie. That's INDIE. /BNP, as in brand new podcast. And if you go there, I will give you a cookie. Because all that's there right now is a hit counter. And so, if you go to my website once, I'll have one hit, which means you'll have listened to this program. And so if everyone does that, I can eventually know how many people love this show.
It'll be extraordinarily famous.
Yes, because at least 8 billion people listen to this show every single minute.
No, you don't. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't.
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I haven't heard DSC in a while.
DSC? What's that?
I just like sounding smart. Daily Source Code. I haven't actually turned on iPodder for like several days.
Talk about being smart.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about that new technology they invented for, like, live television?
What now?
They've got all these cameras and stuff, and they got a whole bunch of computers. I saw it on gprime.net. And they can create CGI images that are completely realistic in real, well, not real life, but I mean, like, through TV as they're filming live. And this guy...
Oh, that's cool.
He kept having these, like, Hummers and stuff, and they'd go down the table, and they were driving around the table, and they they'd actually bump into the stuff that was like on the table in real life, and like the first time he tried to drop the Hummer onto the table, it slid off and landed on its side, and so he had to get another one. And he had a lightsaber out and the flowers, and there's a helicopter flying around.
That's sweet.
And, of course, Alex watched half of it. He's like, "That's stupid."
That's because he can't do it with his power book.
It's because it wasn't made by Mac. It was made by French people.
They probably used a Mac, though.
No, probably not. Just to piss off Alex.
Oh, well, okay. But it is true. Macs are pretty good for all things audio and video.
Speaking of Macs, I'm getting a G3 for $40.
Is that the same G3 that I'm buying for
$40? Different.
I'm buying a G3 for $40. Alex said it has like 340 megahertz.
It'll run GarageBand.
As long as it runs GarageBand and iTunes and maybe messaging client.
And Alex is getting a G4 for $50.
Which, you know, what's he going to do with it, you know?
He's going to sell it to me.
No. Probably just gonna like use it as backup, and it's gonna sit down in a corner until he catches my G3 on fire. Then I'll get his.
He's going to catch your G3 on fire.
That's what he did with my old Mac.
Where are you getting?
Oh, he caught your Mac on fire. OSU.
Yeah.
What? How are you getting?
They're
just so cool. And
yeah, they don't talk to dumb people, Steve. You're out of luck. All right, we're almost to Pizza Hut, which
is
where
I
work at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, he does.
Anyway, we're almost there, which is where we're going to eat because we're hungry. So, we're going to leave you with a song.
Steve,
name a song that you want to hear right
any
now.
Any song.
Any song except songs that I don't have.
That you don't have. Oh, Marilyn Manson, This Is the New Shit.
God, I just played that one like 5 seconds ago. No, I didn't. But I just listened to it. Oh. Choose a different one.
God, I don't know.
I'm just kidding. All right, This Is the New Shit by Marilyn Manson. Are we ready? Let's go. We're back from Pizza Hut.
Hey, what's up? What, Steve?
Just say that you remember. Say you made it up.
Steven, we are now podcasting live from my car. Oh, it's actually anti-live. I never explained how this worked.
Is this like a talk show?
Yes, it is like a talk show.
Then I have to sit like this.
Yes. You have to cross your legs and have some sort of cigarette / toothpick.
I smoke. I just want everybody to know that. Me and Nito, we go out and get high every weekend. Some people are stupid and get drunk, but they don't realize the consequences of getting drunk. So I just go out and get high instead. Oh, I'm kidding.
You know,
not about Nito smoking, but
as
I don't smoke.
As we podcast to a wide audience, we're probably going to encounter people that like to get high.
Yeah. No offense to you people.
And that's fine.
It's your lifestyle.
You can do whatever you
want. I'm not against it.
As long as it doesn't hurt other people, I don't think... Like, this brings me to things like marijuana and or gay marriage. It's not going to hurt other people, so why should it be illegal? Well, okay, marijuana might.
Marijuana could hurt.
Like, if you go driving. But I don't think going...
I don't think gay marriage is going to hurt very many.
There's a giant boil in the road. Like,
yeah,
somebody just, like, took their fist
oh,
and
no,
punched
it's,
up.
Oh, no, it's,
4-3 exploded.
Yeah, 4-3 exploded.
Yay!
Because of the water.
Hey, where are we going?
I don't know. Where are we going?
We're going to
Town. The great town of Ottawa.
So giant.
Yeah.
Get lost easily.
We have interesting street names, like 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Although 1st doesn't exist anymore.
And Locust Street.
1st Street got abolished.
Where was that at?
It was down... It was... let's see. It was by the, I just went over the big bump in the road.
It was way out of our way, but we went over it anyway.
Yeah, it was, like, on the other side of the road. Oh, well.
Steve, let's talk about your shirts that you wear. Steve has a shirt that says, I have gas.
And it's gay. God.
Yeah, it is.
Why do you have such dumb shirts? I'm gonna complain about shirts. Alright, look.
P-bars,
I don't mind when people have creative shirts.
Such
but when they have the...
Pirates and... Just don't get along.
Yes, that's a funny shirt.
It's a funny shirt.
But when you have a dumb shirt,
like I have gas.
Or to keep an idiot busy, look on the back, and then it says the same thing on the back. It's just kind of annoying.
I mean, Steve, why would you wear a shirt that says I have gas with a Nazi holding a thing of gas?
A Nazi.
Yes, it was a Nazi holding a thing of
Jeez.
Gas.
Way to go, Steve.
First
God.
Off, Jewish people are going to shoot you on sight.
Because they don't like you.
And the girls are going to shoot you on sight because you have a shirt that says, I have gas. One major turnoff for girls is farting and... Yeah, farting. Burping.
For all of you that want... Oops. Might as well not turn now.
Yeah.
This is very good advice coming from the master of love himself.
Me. Let me tell you about my turn down game, okay? I started a game... And the name kind of speaks for itself. You actually have to try with the girls, but you get points when you get turned down. I, myself, currently have 6 points, and this is how. There's been 3 girls that I've asked out, and all have said no. It's all in a row. If they say yes, your score is eliminated. So I've asked 3 girls out. But however, they've been the only 3 girls I've asked out, so that doubles my score. So I have 6 points total.
Hmm.
And
well,
I'm like the only one in the game.
It doubles the score. Hey,
yeah.
I want to be in the game.
Well,
wait, I'm too much of a pussy.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, and some people are like, oh, I can get like 20 people in a day. And no, you can't, because you actually have to try with the person. I mean, you can't just go up to a person that you might have an attraction to and say, hey, will you go out with me? You actually have to try to get them to like you or something.
Try.
You have to try.
You see... All of you podcasters out there, I have an inherent fear of girls. And it's not very fun.
I used to.
Because...
I have one, too.
I had to explain my see? Okay. I had a bad experience as a small child of, like, 13. And so...
3 years ago.
Yeah. And so I've just kind of shied away from the opposite sex since then.
What?
I don't want to talk about it. It's too traumatic and heartbreaking.
I used to be really scared of talking to girls. But then I spent an year being best friends with the errand leader, and that kind of, you know,
I think we
destroyed that.
Yeah, pop on that light. Still can't.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
That's good.
I thought we were out of tape there. Steve, where the fuck are we going?
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck? Okay.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Shit!
Where are we fucking going, Steve?
Hey, look, it's Fucker's Pharmacy.
Make up your fucking mind.
Fuck.
We're looking for fucking Ross Nito.
Fuck.
Ross, we want to...
Nito! You gotta harmonize. Nito!
Alright. I'll make...
No, dude, I suck.
Steve, you make the bass. Just start.
No.
Go.
Go like this.
No. Alright, my turn. No.
Whoa. We're at Tony's!
Who's working tonight? You guys want to get ice cream?
Sure.
I want ice cream.
God,
what am I doing here? We're getting ice cream
it's
now. We're going
to
start...
We're like the earliest 50s people. See, we went to get pizza. Now we're stopping at the local
ice cream parlor. Yeah,
shop.
We're going to leave you with another sound. What
your
sound?
Turn, your turn to choose.
My turn to choose? Yeah. Really?
Make sure it's 50s sounding.
50s sounding? Wapana part two. Sorry. We're going back in time to the land of the lost. Rawr! Okay. Let's see. 50s sounding songs. How about
Grease?
No.
No. Reach back in time. Alright, we're gonna do nice little jazz number. By the name of Take the A Train. Now, this is being performed by, oh crap, what was that band? Coming up with this on the top of my head here. It was by, Booker T and the MGs. There we go. Booker T and the MGs, here we go with their rendition of Take the A Train. To say goodbye, it's the end of this podcast. Podcast. Steve, what do you have to say about this podcast?
It's pretty sweet. See, now it was my first one, and it was just pretty.
It's your first time, wasn't it?
First timer here.
Rookie! I hate rookies. Noob! Oh, newbie!
Now!
Newbie!
Alright. Bye, everyone. Gonna cut out with the song, as always.
Sayonara!
Or just
farewell.
This. This is fine.
Cheers.
Are you ready for this? Blah 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 blah.
Fuck you.
Bye, everyone.